Of all the states still up for grabs in this fall's election, Florida is considered one of the most important. We've been profiling each of the swing states in this election, and today is Florida's turn. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from Miami.
The build-up to this election in Florida has all the elements of a Shakespeare play or a Wagner opera. There's the revenge theme for a 2000 election that some Democrats still claim was stolen, conspiracy theories as the Florida courts hear voting lawsuits even before Election Day, family ties with Florida Governor Jeb Bush in the State House, brother George Bush in the White House, and this drama even has acts of God, 4 hurricanes in 6 weeks. Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie.
I believe the candidate who wins Florida is most likely to be elected president.
Republicans and Democrats have poured millions of dollars into Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. But with 27 electoral votes, Florida is the grand prize. So the atmosphere here at Bush-Cheney Miami headquarters is understandably charged. There's nearly as much Spanish as English spoken here. That's the thing about Florida. It's a state of tribes, not just Seminole and Miccosukee, but also Cuban Americans, Jewish retirees, citrus farmers of Central Florida, and the good old Southerners of the Panhandle. Bush-Cheney volunteer Adelpha Acosta says even within a single group, there is rarely uniformity. She dismisses the notion that Cuban Americans all vote Republican.
We are not all Republicans. We are Republicans and Democrats. But I do hope that they will realize that it's much better to vote Republican this time.
On the other end of the political spectrum, at a meetup for Carrie Edwards volunteers, the music is not Wagner, it's Buffalo Springfield, a remix of the song For What It's Worth, with Carrie's campaign speech dubbed on top of it. Volunteer after volunteer expresses the same worry, that in 2 weeks, history will repeat itself and Florida will once again become the laughingstock of the country, with recounts, court battles, and voting margins so small they're nearly invisible. Carrie Edwards staffer Ted Furtick says this to reassure them.
If we are in a situation like we were in 2000, where we just barely had enough votes, that's when we can encounter problems. Turnout will be key. The more people we get to the polls, the less possible it is for things to go wrong.
People went to the polls for the first day of early voting yesterday. A few computer problems popped up, and in one county, a state legislator said she was given an incomplete absentee ballot. Carrie Edwards' Florida campaign chairman Kendrick Meek says he's still encouraging Floridians to vote during these next 2 weeks rather than wait until Election Day.
It's better to go in and vote early so that you can take your time, be able to ask those questions, and if you feel something did not go right with your vote, then you'll have an opportunity to speak to one of the many election protection attorneys that will be outside of early voting locations and polling locations throughout Florida.
If the presidential election in Florida is an opera, then the thousands of volunteer lawyers streaming into the state are the chorus, and they're hovering outside of polling places and sitting on call in campaign headquarters, just waiting for the word disenfranchised as the cue to spring into action. So how will this grand drama conclude? The world will find out on November 3rd. Unless, of course, this story turns out to be a remake. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Miami.